We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
For the Daily Memphian, I'm Sophia Surratt.
According to researchers, U.S. medical schools and research institutions' budgets could be gutted if a recent Trump administration plan to reduce federal funding is allowed to stand. In Memphis, the cuts could make the price of medical school more expensive and carve into work being done at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The plan, announced last week by the National Institutes of Health, would have slashed billions of dollars from medical research across the nation, including at St. Jude, by funding only a fraction of the ancillary work associated with it. The cuts were supposed to take effect Monday. For Jane Roberts, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Hey, this is Jim Spake, and I'm host of Cabbages and Kings on Thursday afternoons here on WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
Hey, this is Steve Selvage, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
This is Kirk Whalum, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Well, welcome, everybody. It's WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM. My name is Ron. I have the good fortune of being here with you for 60 minutes every Friday to maybe sort of kick off your weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in. And kudos to Tanya. What a great job, Tanya. What a wonderful set. Start off, folks, Valentine. I loved her playlist today. Just sweet and melodic and just great as always. Tanya Dyson, love it. This show is Riverside. We have a very special guest today. Talk about art. Our artist has an exhibit in the Crosstown Concourse exhibit upstairs here at Crosstown Concourse, and we'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. Meantime, got a sort of a rock set to get things warmed up, and we'll be talking to Maritza Davila Irisari. Now, that's my best to pronounce her name, and we'll see how she does and corrects me in just a few minutes. WYXR Memphis talking about art in just a few minutes. Meantime, some music. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM and streaming WYXR.org. Stay tuned. Start off and warm things up, a little groove here, Bob Marley and the Wailers. Sort of a cross section, some fun music. Bright, hopefully energetic to kick off your weekend. It's very cold in the Mid-South, cold wave across the country. But we're going to warm it up with some reggae. WYXR Memphis.
You wait.
to go Bob Marley and the Wailers from their classic Babylon by Bus tour. They passed through Nashville in 1979. Some of us were lucky got to see that. Here comes Paul Simon. WYXR Memphis. Stay tuned. Talking about art up here at Crosstown Concourse. The exhibit up here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. Simon, late in the evening here on Riverside. Thanks again for tuning in. It's a cold Friday in Memphis. Be talking to Maritza DeVia. Here is Hari in just a few minutes, and she'll correct me on the pronunciation of her name. But here comes a favorite from the South, Mose Allison, WYXR, Memphis.
Talking about the seventh son in the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son. And talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son.
Talking to Maritza and John just now, that's what we need right now, right? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Right here, WYXR. Stay tuned.
Side.
goes Elvis Costello and the Attraction. Here comes David Byrne, his cohort. Talking Heads Live, classic tour. Gosh, Stop Making Sense. Reproduced it. Remastered the concert video. Just a great work of art. WYXR Memphis. Stay tuned, y'all.
My chest is aching.
Talking Heads. Here comes Mavis Staples with a Talking Heads song. And right after that, we'll talk with Maritza, artist who has an exhibit up here, Crosstown Arts. Grand opening was last weekend, and just try to get the music and the vibe up. So we talk to Maritza in just a few minutes. Some conversation. Stay tuned. Mavis Staples, y'all, right here in Memphis, Tennessee, WYXR Memphis.
You must be having fun. Woman like me, think of a time. You best believe this thing is real. Put away that gun. This part is simple. Try to recognize what is in your mind. God help us lose our mind. These slippery people, help us understand.
Well, what's the matter with him?
There went Mavis Staples here on Riverside, WYXR. Be talking to Maritza in just a second. I get her set up with headphones and a microphone. She has guests with her, John Sparks, and their wonderful, sweet granddaughter with him, too. We might hear from her. We've got some music here lined up for you in the background. It's Roy Brown and let Maritza pick some music, and she gave me a playlist, and we'll be listening to some of her favorites as we get ready to talk. And stay tuned. WYXR Memphis.
La
Pan the music down so I can talk to Maritza. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so glad to be here.
And to give you the respect you so deserve, please pronounce your name correctly for me because I'm challenged in pronouncing it correctly.
Maritza Davila Irizarry.
What a beautiful name. And Maritza is a featured artist in the exhibit upstairs here at Crosstown Concourse, 1350 Concourse Avenue. And the grand opening was last weekend, and I'm looking, I've pulled it up at, you can see what I'm talking about at crosstownarts.org under their events calendar. The grand opening was February 7th, a week ago. And happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I haven't mentioned that yet. The exhibit's called From the Ashes, Supernatural Telescope, The Colors of the Caribbean, and A Journey into the Shadows. Numerous artists, including the one who has taken the time to come visit us this morning. Thank you so much for being here. Maritza,
you're welcome. My
yeah,
pleasure.
it's just wonderful having you here. I'm sure our listeners are happy to hear from you. And let's start at the basics in the beginning. You have an exhibit up here at Crosstown Arts. How long have you been in the? I mean, first of all, tell the artists, the listeners, what kind of art you do.
Well, I like to mix representational with some abstraction.
Okay.
And it's always being in my vein. I love texture, color, and the human form,
right.
The landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all of that is informed through who I am, where I come from, and what my goals and the intentions and purposes are.
Right. Right. How long have you? How long would you say approximately you've been creating art?
Pretty much all my life.
All your life. Uh huh.
Since I was in elementary
Many
school.
Many decades. Right. And again, your art is would you call it primarily it's paintings, drawings,
printmaking, works on paper, including making my own books and my own paper.
Okay.
And intaglios, woodcuts, holographs,
right.
Lithographs,
right.
Or everything related to the world of fine art,
right.
Printing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not commercial
Understood.
Printing, it's
right.
Hand printing.
Right. What were some, or how did you get into, how did you become interested in your art? What were your early, was it your family? Was it just interest in something you saw? How did you become so passionate about your art? I can tell from what I've seen online and talking to you, you're very passionate about it. It's such a part of who you are.
I think it was instinct.
Mm-hmm.
It is as a way of talk about things that I could not verbalize at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
My father is also an artist. He's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I chose a different way to express creativity than he did, but we were connected in the commitment to it.
Right.
And to have the best craft to say the things that we wanted to communicate to others.
Mm-hmm. That's such a great passion to take on from your father. Obviously, it was in your household and became part of your culture, became part of your lifestyle, right, to create.
Yes, because my father was also an example of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
He was a composer and a teacher and an artist who traveled throughout America, Latin America, and South America with many artists of his time. We're talking the 40s, the 30s, 40s, and 60s. He became a professional artist when he was 19.
Oh. Where was he living then?
He was living in the San Juan area.
In Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I did not come to the States until I was maybe 22.
Okay.
And I came to do my MFA degree at Pratt Institute in New York.
Okay.
And graduated from Pratt in 77.
Okay.
And I decided to stay in New York for a while to try my, to develop a little further my craft and to try what I wanted to do in a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
I had traveled back and forth Puerto Rico since then. And then I married John Sparks, mm-hmm. who is a journalist.
Yes.
And so we make our home in New York first, and then Memphis.
Ah, I see. So how long have you been in Memphis then?
Since 1981.
Okay, a little over 40 years or so, and we're so glad to have you.
Thank you.
We're benefiting from you, obviously, but from the exhibit. Again, I want to mention the website where you can go in and see some of examples of her art and the information about the grand opening last Friday, February 7th. It's crosstownarts.org. Check their calendar there and look at the listings. There's a big, nice feature webpage about the exhibit. And you said it was some special events at the grand opening. Would you want to talk about that, Maritza?
Oh, it was amazing.
This last Friday night, just upstairs from where we're talking.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Especially being alongside so many other amazing artists,
yes.
like Nelson Gutierrez.
Uh-huh.
You know, and among others,
right.
it was my privilege. When you are in good company, things get better.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And we have a very big opening. Lots of people show mm-hmm. up.
It's a great space, too, isn't it? Up here at Crosstown Concourse.
It's an amazing,
amazing
a little
place.
Frightening
uh-huh.
place.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when I first saw the space, I said, oh, my gosh,
uh-huh.
how am I going to deal with the space?
Right.
Even though I was working on paper and on my mind, how do I want it to set it up?
Right.
When I wrote the proposals, I already have a what I thought it was a very clear purpose for this exhibit and the intention that I wanted for the exhibit to be. And so I wrote the proposal for Crosstown because I knew I'm gonna need the space for the kind of things I wanted to develop. And then seeing the space, it was scary at the time. It was frightening because the spaces at those galleries are huge.
Right.
But once I accommodate my expectations to mm-hmm. the space
mm-hmm.
and realize that it was the right space, I even had to remove work. You know,
right.
But it did what I wanted it to do.
Right.
In terms of showing off the possibilities of surviving an event and making the creative process part of the event, which was the fire in my studio last April.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty much dealing with that since it happened, and my first thought is I need to do something positive, come up with something positive out of this experience.
Right.
And that's what the exhibition is about. Mm-hmm. It's about reclaiming creativity using the experience of losing most everything that you had,
right,
and tools, equipment,
right,
a space.
Your studio burned.
My studio burned to the ground. There was nothing left when I was finished.
So sorry. That's what she was referring to. I just want to bring the listeners up to date on what you're referring to there.
Well, I lost my etching presses, my inks, my tools for wood carving, my tools for making my books.
Everything.
And many of my resulting work, like my works on paper, my final prints, got damaged, either by the water or the smoke,
right,
or both.
Right.
And but from there, and the help of many of my friends on the Urban Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, Mary Jo Carinia, and the artist community, my neighbors, my husband and my family, we went through all, including an amazing contractor.
Okay.
You know, Jeremy Hoffman was amazing trying to figure out how we're going to make this happen, how
right,
we're going to rebuild your studio
right,
in the most practical, economical way, you know, in a time in which construction can be extremely expensive.
Oh, yes.
You know, he wanted to be sure I have a space that I could work comfortably. I can bring people in, other artists to also work.
Mm-hmm.
My space is a shared space.
Oh, nice.
To whoever wants to come and work.
How kind.
Also a teaching space, in which for me to teach workshops and deliver information
right,
about what fine arts printmaking is.
Multifunction.
Multifunction. Mm-hmm. So
how cool.
It's not just my space.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and gracious on your part to share that and make an educational tool and a shared space,
yes,
and so great.
It's a very important for me to kind of disseminate what fine art printmaking actually is. It's
fantastic.
Not
yes,
nothing like commercial
right,
printing.
Yes.
You know, and that's important to me. So
okay,
I had worked through the years young children and adolescents and adults who want to learn how to
yes,
make books, how to print, and
what a wonderful craft.
It's an amazing craft,
yes,
and it's the kind of craft that you never stop learning
yes,
from.
I would love to learn how to make paper. And wood etchings, those types of prints have been one of my favorites forever. Gustave Doré, other
yeah,
artists like him.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm,
it caught my attention a long time ago. That's just such beautiful artwork.
Mm-hmm. Also, my books, I lost. Many of my books got damaged or lost in the process.
Mm.
And I still trying to see how I can get some of the books which were out of print, which are not collection items. Some of my books I will never get back,
right,
or it will be very hard. They
right,
are now, one of my books is around $4,000 now.
Oh, wow.
If you can find
if you
that
can find
book.
It, right.
And it was one of my precious books from Belkis Ayon, which is an amazing Cuban printmaker.
Okay. Fantastic. We've been talking to Maritza for just a few minutes, and I appreciate our listeners listening to us talk. And again, we're talking about the art exhibit that's on display right now up here at Crosstown Concourse, 1350 Concourse Avenue. Second floor, Maritza was referring to is Crosstown Arts has a dedicated space up here. It's a beautiful gallery, and they had a grand opening for a brand new exhibit last Friday night, and Maritza is one of the featured artists. And again, thank you so much for being here and bringing
You're
John
welcome.
And bringing John and your beautiful granddaughter.
We're
going to play a song or two, and then we'll come back, and before we sign it, we'll let your granddaughter and maybe John come up and say hello. Okay?
Okay.
And Maritza brought us a playlist, and who would you like to hear next? I've got Haciendo pulled up, or who would you like to hear next? Orfiel? Anybody you like to hear
particularly? Haciendo Punto en Otro Son.
Let's see if I can find that. Haciendo Punto?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. WYXR Memphis. Stay tuned.
Voy a narrar la vida campesina. Ser jíbaro es orgullo de Boinche. Ver crecer el ganado en la colina. El caillo y el moribí mi creinque. Voy a narrar la vida campesina. Ser jíbaro es orgullo de Boinche. Ver crecer el ganado en la colina.
Encimita del palmar, como horquilla de cristal, en el moño de una palma.
Cuando soy en la mañana, de los pitirres y el canto, entonces yo me levanto y voy a abrir la ventana. Andando por la sabana, mato la mora y el sueño, y para vivir dichoso soy jíbaro borinqueño, y para vivir dichoso soy jíbaro borinqueño.
Voy a narrar la vida campesina. Ser jíbaro es orgullo de Borinque.
De Borinquen bella, bajo las sombras de un cafetal, vive mi amada linda doncella, la jibarita de mi cantar.
Playing Maritza's playlist here on Riverside WYXR. Maritza's wonderful artist got an exhibit up here at Crosstown Concourse, and we're gonna let the song play out. This is Azuriada Santiago. Should probably have to correct my pronunciation of that, but back in just a minute with closing remarks to Maritza about her exhibit up here at Crosstown Concourse. And John Sparks is here too, her husband, and so great to have him in the studio. Been a fan of his writing and his photography a long time. Stay tuned, y'all.
Preguntar, intuir, albergar, construir. Voy a volver a mirar la
since we have only a few minutes left, I hate talking over Zuriata Santiago, but we'll just let that happen for a minute. I've got Maritza in the studio. Let me turn her microphone back on. And I have John Sparks in the studio, too. Hey, John.
Hey, it's really good to be here.
Such a pleasure to have you here.
Well, we love Riverside.
And sharing your wonderful wife with us. I've been a fan of both of y'all for so long. And I learned about her art through some of your posts. And I learned about her studio burning. And she was working prodigiously on creating new art. And I thought, I would love to talk to her on the radio. And, well, and here we are.
Good choice, because she's got so many stories to tell. And
Please come back. Y'all have to come back.
That recovery from the fire was amazing, and she was so driven to do it, and she's done it. So
right.
Thanks for having us.
My
on.
Goodness. Oh, it's such a pleasure. John has been writing with Memphis Magazine so long. Tell us your official title. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what it is now.
Senior editor.
Senior editor. Yeah, right. I know if it's associate, senior, you're senior editor.
I'm a senior editor, which gets me discounts at some of the better restaurants. So
and it's, again, a publisher of Memphis Magazine and Memphis Flyer. And Memphis Flyer is a partner of ours. They had their own radio show up here with Alex Green.
Right.
They used to precede me. In fact, they used to be in this time slot from noon to one. And we miss them. Tell them, by the way. We miss them. I sort of guilt trip him every time. Come back. We miss you.
I'll pass that on.
Alex has got irons in so many fires. You know, he produces his own music. He's just all over the board. And I know he's busy up there at Memphis Flyer, too. And creating feature stories for the Memphis Magazine also. So, and John, you're a fantastic photographer, too, while we're talking about art. You post your photos now and then. And I have an eye for photography. I love keeping up with it. And you have a great eye, and you're very skilled artist in your own right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Very kind of.
Again, this is Maritza's spotlight, though. Let me take away the thunder from your wife. Get us both in trouble.
She's the star.
I can share with him.
And you brought your beautiful granddaughter with you. Would you like her to come up and say hello to everybody before we get out? We just got a few minutes left here on Riverside, WYXR Memphis. Come on up, honey. You want to come and talk to us on? You want to come talk on the radio? No,
she's kind of a diva.
She's being a diva.
I don't know where she got that from.
Oh yeah, would she want to charge for an autograph already? Is
that she does hit me up.
She
that.
Said, "Have your people call my people." Here with Maritza and John, and tell us when is your dates on your exhibit? The grand opening was last Friday up here at Crosstown Arts. And when does the exhibit go through? Pretty much the next few months?
It's going to run until May, the first week of May.
May 11th, I think, is a date I've heard. But it'll be early May. But
right,
yeah, there's
up here.
A lot of good time.
Again, 1350 Concourse Avenue, second floor. You can't miss it, up the beautiful bright red fire truck red staircase. There's a beautiful gallery up there, and that's where Maritza's art is featured. And I want to thank John for again, sort of exposing me to the art through your posts. You know, I know you're proud of her, and the art is so beautiful. And the printmaking, it's such as she said, it's fine art. You know, it's another level. And I love keeping up with seeing anybody that's got their hands that deep into creating their own paper and, you know, making inks and not just the literally their own tools, right, for creating art. So, Maritza, anything else you want to say before we have to go?
Well, I just want to thank you, all the people who helped me through this past year.
Uh-huh.
It was learning. I learned a lot, and it was extremely challenging, but at the same time, I wouldn't be able to go through it without so many angels on my side, and that's what they are.
Right.
All these people are angels.
I'm glad you had such a support system to get back on your, you know, sort of on your feet figuratively and get your art going again. And again, it's featured in the exhibit up here at Crosstown Arts until May. So y'all can go on to crosstownarts.org and see the link and pictures and see who the other artists are and get the information about coming and taking a look. Thank you so much, Maritza. John, please come back.
Thank you.
You know, you guys could tag team me with your stories. I know John's got a decade's worth of in journalism as well.
Some of which I can tell you.
Some of which you can tell on the air.
Not many.
Right. Yeah. But again, it's a great part of Memphis journalism. Structure, our infrastructure is Memphis Magazine and Memphis Flyer, been the alternative weekly for many, many years. And we rely on that. We have it up here in the racks up here at Crosstown right now. And I rely on it weekly for music and information, what's going on. And you've been a prime source of that. And you do feature stories all the time. I keep up with your journalism. Maritza, thank you. Your artwork is so amazing.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here and brought your husband and your beautiful granddaughter. Please come back. Did we cover everything you wanted to talk about?
Oh my gosh.
We just started. We just broke the ice. Again, happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Thank you so much.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Sharing your joyful faces and your spirits with us and your art. Thank you so much, both of you, for all you contribute to the Memphis arts and journalism. Thank you so much.
Ryan.
Please come back, okay?
Love to.
WYXR Memphis, it's just before 1 o'clock. Devin will be here with audio boxes in just a few minutes. Lori will be here with Switch It to Glide, and probably Robbie and her brother, and a cast of characters as always. Maybe Savannah will be here today. And then Amanda's great show. Finders Keepers from 4 to 6. Stay tuned right here, WYXR, all day, every day. Going out with, I think this is El Fiel Vega. El Wanabi, WYXR Memphis. We're doing Maritza's playlist going out. See y'all next week. Thanks so much for listening and have a great weekend. Again, thanks for listening to Riverside today. Please go up to WYXR.org. Check out our playlist. You can listen to the last four shows of every program up here, including this one. And please make a donation up there at the top of the page. Donate, keep community radio healthy here in Memphis. We sure appreciate you. Stay tuned. Try to make it fun all day on the radio, WYXR. And this is Ron signing off Riverside. I hope to see you all next week. Take care.